Ocho Peterson joins the show today. He is fighting Julian Arosa in a couple weeks on February 5th, coming hot off of a big win over Chase Hooper. Chase, I'm sorry. Steven, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. Just training for this fight, in the gym every day, just grinding, getting ready, man.
So the last time we talked, it was right after the spinning back fist. And you had a long layoff. You broke your, I think it was your elbow, you had told me.
I had elbow bone chips lodged.
That's right, yeah.
For about 6 years leading up to that point. And it had gotten to be such a hassle in training. Honestly, I didn't think I could keep going. Just extending my arm was excruciating. And, you know, trying to sleep at night was a problem in itself. So, it was time to, get that cleaned up. And, that led to me having to take a little layoff.
Man, what was it like not being able to do what you love? Because I know you're just a guy who loves to fight. What was that like?
Yeah, I had to really occupy my mind elsewhere. I'm a coach as well. So that was a good outlet for me. I was able to still go corner the guys, coach some of my students, and just adapt, really. Focus on other things in life. We're fighters, down to the core, but this is only a part of what we do. So, life has to be fulfilling outside of fighting, just as it is, with fighting.
You're absolutely right. So you come back, you fought Chase Hooper. What was it like with him on the, cause I was pulling for you, man. Cause I'm like, I like Steven, and you're going to the ground with this guy. I was like, he's a nut. But then obviously you did your thing, and that's how you got the win, was just beating him up.
Yeah. I mean, people really underestimate my ground game. I feel like I should get a lot more credit for my jiu-jitsu. I've fought, multiple black belts. Matt Bissett was a black belt. I was all over him on the ground. I fought Leandro Higo and almost submitted him twice. So, the ground game's never been an issue for me. I don't see why people counted me out on the ground in that fight. That was really his only way to win, and I felt like it was a statement to be able to take him to where he was strong and beat him. He had a lot of hype building him up until he lost to Caceres. I mean, these undefeated fighters, you can build them up to be unbeatable.
Right.
Fight the right guys, and Caceres exposed him on the feet, and then I exposed him on the ground. So now I think he's got some growing to do and some learning to do, and I'd like to see him bounce back.
Yeah, he's a very good fighter. He's got some promise. He needs some work. But what's the difference? He's a jiu-jitsu just a master, really. He really is. But it's different when you get into the cage. And I think that's what you showed him. It's not jiu-jitsu as like ADCC. As you're fighting, you're also getting punched. It's a lot different. What do you think? Do you think, it was what, strength? It was your skills? It was a combination of that and punches? What was it that was different from what do you think he was used to?
More of my just grit. On the ground, I don't just play game. Go in, I take the fight everywhere. I'm going to be throwing shoulder strikes, elbows, hammer fists. With it, be really careful not to overextend myself on any of these punches or blows, because he was very tricky. So I had to kind of play that game a little bit. But, for the most part, I feel like it was just I'm slick on the ground as well, and I have seen everything that he brought to the table, and I was able to counter it effectively, and then just that extra little violence makes it hard to do what you want to do on the bottom.
So you're going in, you're fighting Julian Arosa. That's a really fun fight, bro. I mean, you two guys both bring it. What are you expecting in this fight from an entertainment standpoint?
Man, there's no way this fight's not entertaining. I mean, Julian Arosa, he's got 26 wins. I got 19 wins. I don't know who else is on the card with more fights than either of us. We're both, really experienced. We We bring a good fight. He's got a couple really good wins. He got that flying knee knockout over Nate Landwehr, and then his last win was like, you know, he pulled that slick Bravo choke off.
He does that often too.
Yeah, he's done that a few times. So obviously that's something that you know, I've studied going into the fight and don't plan to fall victim to. But you know, you got to be aware of these things, and that leads to an exciting fight. Obviously, I can't scramble or sit in these bad positions. I have to, you know, avoid these positions where I can potentially go there. So I think it'll make for a good sprawl and brawl fight. I don't think he wants to go to the ground with me necessarily. Yeah. I think it might be more opportunistic. But on the ground, I should have a strength advantage, and then you know, my jiu-jitsu is amongst the best as far as MMA goes. So it's kind of tricky where this fight's got to take place. I think most of it's going to be on the feet. It's going to be a banger, and that's what the fans like to see.
Is it tempting to be like, I'm going to choke him out with the Bravo choke?
Nah, man. Nah, that's not one of my – I mean, if it's there, I'll take it, obviously. But
right.
With Chase, that was one thing. I wanted to get him with a heel hook, and it was just a minor little adjustment. When I look back, oh man, I could have got it, man, if I would have just done this. And
yeah.
I missed it in the transition, but no, that's definitely not one of my go-tos. I would rather get him with you know, something that I've done before. I don't want to say too much, but I got some really good submissions up my sleeve that I mean, yeah, and then some haven't seen yet. So you know, I got a couple that I've made up that I can very well pull off in the octagon.
So let's talk about Fortis for a second, man. The gym came out of nowhere, it seems like, and you have some of the best fighters in the world. You got Morono, Jackson, you've got obviously you, one of my favorites is Diego, yeah, Spahn, Neil. I mean, the list goes on and on with great talent that y'all have there. What's the culture like? You know, because you've got, was it Deron Williams owns the gym? You know, what's it like?
Bardo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coach Safe owns most of the gym, but he partnered up with Deron Williams and kind of, you know, helped blow it up, I guess.
Yeah.
And just having Deron involved is really cool. Deron trains with us. Deron comes, does strength conditioning with us. He's one of the guys. So, it's cool to have him around. He's a high level athlete, but yeah, like the culture is just, we come in, we put in the work, and we're a family. Most of us have been there from the start. We came from Octagon MMA. We had a MMA team over there, and we were kind of ostracized as you know, the grunts and the brutes. And we eventually Coach Safe opened up Fortis MMA with Deron, and then we basically built the place. Me and a few of the other guys put in the mats, put in the bag racks, put in the cages, you know, carried the statue of Popeye all the way up the stairs. There's, you know, three of us, and it was like a 500-pound statue somehow. But yeah, all these memories of just building the gym from the ground up. And then I headlined the first LFA card in Dallas soon after we first opened the gym, and which many of the other guys fought on as well. And then, you know, we just continued to grow from there. We built up quite a great amateur program as well. But we've gone from maybe 20 pros to, I'd say, 40, 50, and 20 guys in the UFC. So it's incredible.
Y'all have such a great depth of roster, talent, I guess you would say. Deron Williams, obviously, he had his exhibition bout. Man, I could tell he took that fight serious, like he was a professional fighter.
No, man, he sees all of us training for our fight, so it was like just, you know, follow the map, follow the game plan. He did what he needed to do, and then when he went in there, he was like telling, he's like, well, man, it's nothing like training. Chaos, you don't know what's going on in there. It's true. Like when you get in the fight, that's a whole art in itself, because you gotta He's used to competing on a high level and composing himself in front of a crowd, you know, playing basketball and now playing golf. But fighting's a lot more chaotic than either of those sports.
Yeah, it's a little different. Do y'all have a big old picture of the Frank Gore meme in the gym yet?
No, we don't. We don't put up too many pictures in the gym. We got, you know, some paintings of Ollie and some of the great, you know, martial arts fathers, but none of the actual fighters or none of the team. We kind of keep it real clean and humble in there.
I like that. I like that. So tell me about the sweatshirt, dude. Is that a one off thing, or can people get a hold of one of those?
Yeah, I mean, you can go to my Instagram, DM me. I try to keep them exclusive, but I'll be selling these for about $80. You know, so inflation's going up. We gotta make it where we can. So if I'm gonna make you a hoodie, I've only made about I'd say under 10 of these, just for sponsors and close friends. But
I love it.
The clothing business isn't as lucrative as training people, so I'll stick with what makes the money.
Yeah, you got to make it exclusive. That's the art of rarity, I think. So before I let you go, last question: why should everyone tune in to you and Julian fight on February 5th?
Do you not like to be entertained? I mean, if you like entertainment, this fight embodies entertainment. In a nutshell.
All right, Maximus, I hear you. Are you not entertained?
You will be. I mean, you can't watch an Ocho fight and not be entertained. So I don't believe I've laid any goose eggs. If I go out there and put on a show every time, one way or another, you're going to enjoy the fight.
Man, I appreciate you coming on, Steven. Where can everybody find you on social media?
Yeah, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at 8Ocho08. And at @Ocho_TV. Check out my YouTube channel, OchoTV08. So it's youtube.com/OchoTV08. We're dropping tons of dope content, you know, bi-weekly or twice a week. We're dropping new videos. So check that out, OchoTV on YouTube. And real quick, I want to give a shout out to my sponsors, CWL.com. Yes.
Hold on one second. You broke up. Who's your sponsors again?
All right, real quick, got to give a shout out to my sponsors: CWL.Law, Hutch's Barbecue, Limitless Sport Picks, New Lifespan, Chandler Cabinets, and Dank Vodka.
I love it. I love it. And look, that barbecue place. Next time I'm in Austin, I'm hitting it up.
Awesome. Come by. It's in Dallas. So yeah, come by Dallas. Hutchins Barbecue, the best barbecue in Texas.
I love it. Steven, I'm pulling for you, man. I'm gonna get all your social media in the Thanks again to everyone who listened to this episode. Please drop a sub and a review on your podcast app. It is great for the channel. You can also follow us on social media: Blaine Henry TFL and Fight Library _ on Twitter. Instagram, you can follow us at Fight Library News for everything except for boxing, which is TFL Boxing. YouTube, The Fight Library. Facebook, The Fight Library. And The Fight Library Boxing. Twitch, Fight Library. Also, check out the website, fight-library.com, where we post more than just what you hear here. We have interviews from everywhere around the world in many different languages, so you can get the best martial arts in the world. Also, don't forget to check out Swamp Stank, the best band in the world. Their new EP is out. They graduated from a single to EP. Their new EP, Swamp Stank, self-titled, is out on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to music. Anyways, thank you all for listening. I'm out. Later.